This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Sophie. Hello.
Hello. Today, we're talking about adverbs of frequency.
That's right. Adverbs of frequency give us more information about a verb. They can help us talk about how often we do something. We can use them to describe daily routines. Here's Neil with our first example.
I always drink coffee in the morning.
Is that true, Neil?
It is.
Very good. From most frequent to least frequent, you can use always, followed by usually, and then sometimes, then rarely for things that don't happen a lot, and then finally never for things you don't do. What do you do before you go to bed, Sophie?
Well, Finn, I always brush my teeth before I go to bed. And I sometimes have a decaf cup of tea, otherwise I can't get to sleep.
Oh, right.
Let's have another example, Neil.
I always take the bus to work.
So, we can use always for repeated actions, things you do every day.
Now, let's look at word order.
Yes. Adverbs of frequency usually go between the subject and the main verb. Tell us about something you do every day, Finn.
Well, when I'm at work, I always have lunch with you.
Aww.
Now, a question for you, Sophie. What do you do after work?
Well, I usually go to the gym after work. Mm. Not every day, maybe 3 or 4 times a week. I often watch TV in the evenings and I sometimes read in bed.
Well, believe it or not, I rarely watch TV, maybe just once a week. And I never ever drink coffee in the evening because it keeps me awake. Now, let's talk about auxiliary verbs with adverbs of frequency. Neil.
I can never remember Michael's birthday.
So, here we have the auxiliary verb can. Can shows ability and it goes between the subject, I, and the adverb never. I can never remember Michael's birthday. Now, let's have another one.
You should never look directly at the sun.
Good advice, Neil. Using the auxiliary should, again between the subject and the adverb, you should never look directly at the sun.
Now, another useful auxiliary is might for possibility, like this.
We might never see each other again.
That sounds very sad.
It is,
isn't it?
It is. So we can use the auxiliary might if we aren't certain about something. And it goes before the adverb. We might never see each other again.
The verb to be also goes before the adverb.
Ali is always late for work.
Right. Ali is always late for work. Is goes before the adverb always. Let's have another example with to be, please, Neil.
British weather is rarely good.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
Now for a little note about negative adverbs, never and rarely.
Yes. Remember, you can't use negative adverbs in negative sentences. For example, you can't say British weather isn't never good because isn't and never are both negative.
That's right. Instead, say British weather is never good, or perhaps British weather is rarely good.
Now for a quiz. I'll give you an auxiliary and an adverb, and you have to make a sentence. Finn will give us an example of a possible answer. First one, can and sometimes.
Right, so you could say, I can sometimes catch the early bus if I wake up in time.
Right. Next, should and never.
How about, you should never drink coffee before you go to bed.
Yes, excellent advice, Finn. Thank you. It can be difficult to get to sleep.
Very hard.
Last one, to be and often.
Okay, well, often means nearly always. So, you're often late for lunch, Sophie.
I know, I'm sorry, Finn.
Well, this time I forgive you. Now, for a pronunciation tip.
Yes, some people say often like this. Often. You can hear the t sound. Often. Other people, like Finn, pronounce it with a silent t.
Like this. Often. Often. Both ways are acceptable. So that's adverbs of frequency. Always, usually, often, or often, sometimes, rarely, and never. They go before the main verb, after an auxiliary, and you can use them to talk about how regularly you do things.
Join us again for more 6 Minute Grammar. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was BBC Learning English.